Honor the name of the Lord is the title of today's exhortation, taken from Leviticus chapter 24, verse 10 to 16. Leviticus 24, verse 10 to 16, and we have just one thought. Give utmost honor unto God. Utmost honor unto God. In the third commandment, we are exhorted to give honor to God and His name. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh the name, his name, in vain. There is serious consequence in blaspheming the name. We thank the Lord for granting Jonah his mercy to help him to learn. But you see that Jonah was someone who loved God and continued to honor God, in the sense that he knew the holiness of God, and though he was a reluctant messenger, yet he finally submitted to the will of God to preach and share the judgment that was to come upon the city and how they repented. And so here, when we look at this statement concerning the great judgment that is given to those who blaspheme the name of God, we would see and understand the reason why. God deserves our worship for who He is and what He is doing for us in our midst. To worship God requires a total submission to Him, not only with regard to salvation, but all other things, all other areas in our life. God alone is the Lord of the church. He is the God, the Lord in every sphere of our life, whether it is in your home, whether it is in the school, whether it is in the nation. God, His name, for who He is, men must not and should not and dare not take lightly the name of God. And so here there is a great punishment, the death penalty that is accorded to the lawbreaker, so that men may learn
how to honor God.
And here we are speaking of fallen men, that fallen men may learn how to honor God, and the blasphemer is someone who speaks against God, against the person of God, and it is basically to give a false picture of who God is. And this, it is in the sight of God, intolerable. And that is why you would see, and next week we shall see, why God also gave the severe penalty for those who would also do harm to others when they would cause damage to their own neighbor. God has a law for them to restore what they have done, the damage they have done to the honor of their neighbor. This we shall see next week. May the Lord bless this study for His own honor and glory. Amen.